Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Okay.
Hi. Did you speak with your spouse?
No, but I'm just gonna make an executive decision. So
okay.
I'm just gonna go for what you say now. With all it involves, so you can run it by me or no.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have the first page placement on Google, which is the most important thing. That's the moneymaker in all of this, right? That's the exclusive position. There's only three guys that show for handyman for this area, so you'll be one of the top recommended guys. We'll also be listing you on Facebook with Facebook ads. We'll develop your own .com site, so you'll have your own handymancarpentry.com for the business. And like I said, you got to send in some photos. We'll help you develop the logo. So you'll have a full custom website design there. And then we'll also do other directory submissions too to kind of complete your business's online web presence. So you'll be on like Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Amazon Alexa results. The idea here is to just generate as many leads and job opportunities as we can for you each month.
Okay.
So the major benefit to you is the placement, but we also have an app and a tracking system that you'll be able to download, and it'll help you keep track of everything that's coming from what we've created for you. That way you have full transparency.
Okay.
So in order to get it set up, Kevin, I'd have to create your account. So I had to create your Google business profile. That way you exist as a business on Google. So I could start doing that now. And then I'll also need to schedule a client interview where we could sit down with you and our client interview technicians, and they're going to go over like all the services you provide, the areas that you want to target, how you want your website to look. They'll do a lot of the customization in that call.
Okay.
So let's create the profile first. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah. Until I get my business phone, I'm going to use this line.
Okay. We can provide you with a Google tracking number as well. It's no extra cost to you. It'll show as a separate number on your listings, and then when they dial that number, they call you off of Google, you'll have the Google voice number saved to your phone as like the business name or potential lead. That way you have like a caller ID on it and you know it's a business call coming in rather than a personal call. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I have a lot of spam calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So we'll get you the Google voice tracking number as well. So once Google voice tracking number, and that's no extra cost to you. So that'll just be a part of the service. And then what's your last name, Kevin?
Copeland, Copeland.
Okay. And are you the sole owner, or you said your spouse helped you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm going to send everything in writing, and you also get a receipt so you can write this off as a business expense at the end of the year. What's your business email address?
It's going to be the same one that I have. It's going to be Kevin Copeland.
Okay.
821.
Yeah, at iCloud.com. Okay. And did you ever log into that link to get your LLC?
No, not yet. I was going to look at that one before I get off the file.
Okay. No worries. Yeah, let me know if you need help with that, though. I'll be able to jump on there with you, too.
Okay.
That's just personal. I'll jump on there and take care of you. Make sure you got it.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. That's an exciting thing to have the LLC, and it's just good to protect yourself, too, you know?
Yeah.
If people falsely accuse you of breaking something or damaging something, you know, you having that LLC will really help.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Let me see. I would say 8 to 6.
8 to 6.
Seven to six. But I do emergency. I will do it like someone have an emergency.
Okay, emergency services available. For an extra cost, obviously.
Like, yeah, yeah. Okay. That'd be like a 24. They can call me, you know.
24/7?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll put 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, but 24/7 emergency services available.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so I got the profile set up. They're going to want to send you a pin in the mail. This is how you get the little red dot on the map indicating where you are. I don't have to display your address, but what's the street address that I could send the pin?
It's going to be Legion Drive, L-E-G-I-O-N Drive.
Okay, the 3355 Legion Drive?
Yeah, that's my home address.
Is there an apartment number or anything attached to that?
1003.
1003. Okay. Let me go ahead and update. Okay, and then do you want me to hide this address or leave it displayed?
Yeah, hide it.
Hide it? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if nobody's coming, I mean, business-wise, I guess, know where you're at, but no, I'll just hide it, though.
Okay. All right. Hide it. Okay. So it'll still say Kerrville, Texas, 78028 on your listing, though.
Okay. Yeah, I have no problem with that. I just, the home address, I don't know. I just, you know, I don't know. If I had a business address, I'll put it down there.
Okay. All right. So we got the business profile created. And then I have the address set up to get verified. For the client interview, usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes to get the client interview done. What do you think would be the best time to do that interview with you?
Oh, man. How about 12 o'clock tomorrow? Is that cool?
12 tomorrow. Let me pull it up here.
Yeah, because tonight, I can do it tonight, but it's going to have to be after 5.
You can either do it at 3 o'clock tomorrow, or it would have to be sometime between 10 and 5 on Friday.
Okay, between 10 and 5 on Friday.
Yeah, anytime between 10 and 5.
Okay, could you make it at 5?
You want to do it at 5 o'clock on Friday? Friday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got you. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, so this will come to your email, and then I'll also text you 1 hour before as a heads-up reminder. Okay?
Yes.
So I'm sending the notification now to your email as the KevinCopeland821@iCloud.com.
Yeah, let me see if I see it yet. Let me see.
It should show as like a calendar notification.
Okay, let's see. No, let me look at something else. Client. Okay, so it says not.
Yep. Client
invitation.
That's it for Friday at 5.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. March 20th, 2026. It says 3 p.m. but 3 to 4 p.m.
But it's going to be 3 to 4 p.m. It's Pacific time. It should say if it says 3 to 4.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. PCT.
Yeah, yeah. So that for you Texas time, that'll be 5 to 6.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. That's good.
Yeah, because the Google headquarters is in California.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm
sure. Oh, really? What parts?
Yeah, West LA.
Oh, no way. Yeah, yeah. We're in Orange County. Like it's like Irvine, close to Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm. I used to live in Culver City.
Yeah.
And
my dad's from West LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a mulatto, so half and half.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Yeah, he, I think it was, the Pacific Palisades area.
Yeah, I went to Pacific Palisades High School.
Oh, no way. Yeah,
I know exactly where he is.
Yeah, he grew up out there. And then my mom is from Garden Grove, California.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they got introduced by some guy, and I still don't know his name till this day, because they only knew him by his nickname, Turtle. So there's some guy named Turtle. Some guy named Turtle between, you know, Pacific Palisades and Garden Grove introduced my parents, and they made me. So I don't know who Turtle is, but shout out to Turtle.
We only go by nicknames in LA.
My dad used to go by Cash. That's what they used to call him. But he got involved in some stuff. He moved all over LA. He lived all over the place growing up, because my grandfather he'd gotten murdered when my dad was like two. At a party, something like unrelevant to him. He got in between some people trying to break up a fight. And it was like a gang area, and they started shooting, and he got hit.
That sounds like LA.
Yeah, I know. That's why my dad was like, "Yeah, you're not growing up over there." But it was hard, because my dad growing up, like, they had us over here in Orange County, and everybody just looked at him like he was gonna steal something. You know what I mean?
Great area. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great, safe area, but I felt like it was harder for him to be out here and have his kids have a better life, you know, than growing up where he grew up. I don't think everywhere he grew up was bad necessarily, but I know when he was over in, like, the Hoover area, where there's a bunch of cars.
He was off, like, Normandy. I used to live off 107th of Normandy. And I moved over to Los Angeles, Venice, which I did most of my growing up. And then I was off of, Sentinella, which is right there in the Cold City. So I grew up all over L.A.
Yeah, so that's like my dad, too. Like, I think his yearbook was, like, Tracy High School.
Okay.
Yeah, he's about my age. Yeah, he's 63, or he was born in 63. Yeah. He's about
65.
Okay. Yeah, about that age. I'm 33, so he had me when he was 30 years old.
He's about my age.
Yeah.
The area where your father grew up. Oh man.
Exactly. They had dumped him into the Crips when he was like 16, and he knew Tukey Williams and all those guys.
Because in that era, either you gonna be a homie or you out of there.
My grandmother worked at the college, and he was just kind of running around because he didn't have his dad. So the guys in the neighborhood got a hold of him, you know.
Yeah,
and it was like awesome. You're either in here or you're out of there. You're with us or you against us. One or the other.
Ain't no in between.
Yeah.
Ain't no on the line either. One way or no way.
Yeah, I remember when I was young. Anytime my dad, he was really good about like not wanting to hit us and stuff like that, you know. He tried to like change the bloodline kind of thing, but anytime I was doing bad, he would just send me over there. He said, "Okay, you're going to your grandma's for the summer." I go, no. I went out there one time. I said, "Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with this, man." There was a guy on the end of the street just sitting on his porch with a shotgun. I go, "He don't worry about the cops." They said, "Oh no, the cops gonna come over here."
Not coming over here unless I need you, bro.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh Lord, get me out of here."
Yeah, dude, he grew up just like me, man. I was out there at 13, and I had to move out of it so my kids could have a better life. So I came to Texas.
Yeah,
they grew up in Texas. They were born in L.A., but at the age of three, I had to move to Texas. Get them out of there. They're going to follow the same footsteps. Because that's how it goes, you know. In LA, you follow your footsteps.
I know it, too. I had one of my best friends. I don't see him as much now. He's playing overseas basketball. But he ended up playing for the Lakers and everything. But I remember his dad was the principal at Wilson High School in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Long Beach, Wilson. And his dad had made him go to school over in Huntington Beach with us and play basketball over there. And his dad just kept him away from that. It was interesting to see it because the dad was the principal, so he knew what kind of kids grew up in that neighborhood. But he didn't want his son to have nothing to do with it. He sent his son all the way over Huntington Beach, go to school over there, play basketball over there. And his son ended up going to Stanford and then playing for the Lakers, playing with Kobe a couple of years, and he still plays overseas.
Yeah, so he knew if he would stay where he was at.
Yeah.
He would have been a
wreck. Yeah, it's just bad. He used to tell us that all the time. He'd say, hey, your dad might be crazy. Because he would be coming to schools with the suit. My dad would be looking like a street guy. He's like, dad might be crazy, but he's smart because he kept you out of over here. That's the best thing you could do for him, you know?
And he did a blessing for you too, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely did. It set me up properly because I wouldn't have been able to do everything that I've been able to do in my life. My mom actually passed away when I was 16, so I spent a lot of time with my son and hanging out with him just to kind of keep the last name moving forward.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I hear you're working. I got you all set up. I'm just chopping it up with you, trying to get to know you a little bit since we're going to be working together. But in terms of sorry, what was that?
I want you to make sure I succeed, man.
Yeah. And I'll be here with you every step of the way. I know I sent you my direct number and extension. I want you to save that to your phone. And then that way, if you have any questions about the website, the advertising, Facebook, any of your online listings, just reach out. You have a whole team here.
Yeah, okay, man.
I'll be checking in with you once a month.
We have a lot in common. I was also a real back in the day. I was off of Los Angeles Venice, just Playboys over there. So I was going right.
Oh, Playboy yeah. Game. Yeah. Yeah, it's dangerous. I want no part of that. I want no part of none of that.
No, you don't, man.
Yeah, I stay away.
That's why I say I want him to call at 5 tomorrow. That way my wife, she can...
It's 5 on Friday.
Yeah, that way she can hear what's going on, you know.
Yeah, let's keep her in the loop, too. I understand that. I'm married. I'm young, but I'm married, and I know how that is, too. I've spent a few nights on the couch going and playing golf when I wasn't supposed to, and, you know, not coming home on time, doing things without asking.
Right.
You know, I always go, it's my money, and then she goes, whatever.
I'm going to for us.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you want me happier? You know?
Yeah, don't you like eating?
Yeah, you like those nice clothes when you get them, but you want to be mad about how I get it.
You mad at it, but you don't want it no more.
Yeah, my wife's crazy. I got a Latino wife, so she's
you too?
Yeah. Latino
wife.
Yeah.
I end up marrying a Latino wife to keep me out of trouble.
Yeah, she keeps me out of trouble. She started out all sweet, and then once she got the ring, she started yelling at me in Spanish. And, yeah.
That's how they do it.
I like it. Sometimes I try to make her mad on purpose. All right, Kevin. Sorry, I got you all set up here. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
I can pay it right now. Let me hold on for a minute. Let me see. Let me transfer some money right quick. Okay. Okay, let me do this. This one. See this one. Okay, so what do you want me to? All right, just give you my card number. How do you want to do that?
Yeah, so is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, and I'm going to add the business name to it, so you'll be able to write it off when you do your taxes. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, it's going to be 5202.
5202.
9100-9100.
Okay.
0925.
0569. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
0828.
08 of 28. And then three-digit code on the back?
343.
343. Okay. Go ahead and update. Okay. And if you do see things under, like if you get an email and it's from Jazwan John Hill, that's also me. I usually just go by my middle name because everybody can't say Jazwan, but I'm the only Jazwan in the world, so it's pretty easy to look up. Some people, they used to call me Jazz growing up. My sisters still call me Jazz. But everything's usually John for the most part on my middle name.
Okay. But it's Jazwan?
It's Jazwan. Ah, you said it right. Yeah, Jazwan John Hill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you see emails like Jazwan John Hill or John, or they say J-A-Z Hill, those are also me as well.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and update. Okay. And then I'm going to send your receipt and everything in writing. When this payment clears, it'll automatically come through to you, and then it's also going to send you a username and a password for the tracking system and app. Let me see here. Hold on 1 second. Are you computer savvy, Kevin?
No, but my wife is.
Okay. I know you said you're my dad's age, and you start getting thinking.
Yeah, you already know. We're not computer savvy. We're not smartphone savvy.
He has his moments. It's funny, I get random messages from him sometimes. I think it's work related because he's got a painting company out in Long Beach, and it's always like, what's the password to Netflix? What's the password? And it's always the same kind of stuff he's watching, like Tulsa King, and it's like he growing up, he used to always have me watching like Training Day. He like shoot 'em up, like action movies.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, all day long. I'm like, all you do is watch violence. Yeah, we're so similar and so different. Like we got that short temper when people are messing with us, but then it's like. I like watching comedies and stuff, you know. I like light-hearted comedy, especially with my kids. But he's like shoot 'em up nonstop. Grandpa's over; he's in the living room watching shoot 'em up movies, and my son's just staring at the screen. I'm like, he's five. Like, you were watching this stuff when you were five. I was like, whatever. All right. Are you getting any text messages here?
Let me see.
Okay.
No, I ain't got no text messages yet. Mine should already went through. Let me see.
I haven't actually sent the automated, so here we go. Now it should come through automatically.
Yeah. You said 249, right?
Yeah, 249. And then what I did, Kevin, I locked you in at that deal. So you'll see in the receipt and the outline of the agreement, it has you on a package, and the package that normally looks like it's $499. I cut you in half, so it'll tell you normally it's $499. You were charged $249, and then it says each month on the 18th, it'll charge $249. So you keep that deal. It ain't going to change.
Is it going to automatically come out, or do I have to pay it? I would like to pay it.
No, it's set up to automatically bill.
Okay.
You just let us know if you ever want to stop it, right?
Yeah, I do. I want to pay it because I kind of like balance my budget. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would like to pay it and do it like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's set up to automatically go. That the reason they do that is because they don't want you to just lose the placement. Like, let's say your payment didn't go through, or you didn't remember to make the payment. Instead of you just losing it, they go, okay, we'll just set it up to automatically go through, and then if it doesn't process, we contact you and go, hey, you don't lose the placement. Yeah, because the placement's the moneymaker. At the end of the day, when you sit back and you go, hey, I spent $249 throughout the month, but you could see that you landed, you know, 10 times that in jobs, you know, you usually don't want to lose that. So,
yeah. That's right.
All right, and then I've updated all the billing. For some reason, it's still saying future payments. Let me just fix this one here. $299, $249, not $299. Change the two, and then I didn't change it anymore. There we go. All
right. Let me see you go out.
Yep, and then the looks like you should have some text.
So it left my bank account, so.
Okay. Yeah. So if you go to your text message, yep, there it is. Okay. So there's a section in there. It'll say like, please click here, and if you click on it, it'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. And at the bottom, you just got to sign off on that when you get a chance. I also sent you an email to send photos in. If we need to just, I know you're working now. If maybe you want to like this afternoon, I'll be here until about 6. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be here until about 6 your time. So, you know, if you have, if you need help, you could also message me at any time too. So if your other half is like, you know, hey, I got a question, so you could always jump in there where you're receiving those text messages and send it over. And even if I'm outside of work, I'll reply to you. I get messages all the time. My wife hates it, but I like taking care of people.
Okay. Thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I know how it goes. I actually started up my father's entire company from scratch. So he had no clue what he was doing. And he'd always done painting, plumbing, like hard labor jobs growing up. And he was a really good painter. But he just got to the point of like, I'm getting old. I don't want to do this by myself forever. I want to have my own company and not work for somebody else and make them all the money. So I told him, I was like, you know, I went to college for marketing. Yeah. Well, he had a crazy mindset. He had that. He's already has that entrepreneur, drug dealer mindset where he used to tell me all the time, capitalism, you know, buy it for less and sell it for more, you know. And so he got tired of working for somebody else. And I explained it to him. I'm like, look, if we put money into this marketing thing, you know, I went to college for marketing. You'll make it back and some. And he was one of those guys that just, even with me, he just couldn't get his head around it. Like, what, you want me to pay first and then you're going to promise me? You know, he just came too much from the street.
Yeah.
And so I was like, look, man, I'll cover you for the first couple months. And then it took off. And then I was like, you want to keep the calls coming or no? And he's like, man, I just hired these three guys. I got to, like, exactly. You got to keep the jobs coming in now.
He owned it now.
Now he just manages.
Man, I told myself that, you know, I ain't getting no younger, man, and so I have to make it happen, man. You know what I mean? Because right now I'm at the age now where my body ain't failing because my lifestyle kept me my body up. So,
yeah.
But it's the point now that I got to start doing something. Mm-hmm. So in case, you know, things start going bad on me.
Yeah, I mean, even if your body feels good, though, you got to acknowledge the age. My dad's like that, too. He's always, black don't crack, da, da, da. And I'm like, man, I'm telling you, you fall off one of these roofs, you're going to crack, you know? You fall down from two stories, don't matter. You're going to have a problem.
Yeah,
you got to do that. It's good if you can grow it to the point where you have some people that work for you, you know what I mean? And then you focus on the human parts of it, of just talking to people, closing the deal, making sure that they're getting taken care of.
Yeah, and that's what, because I grew with my stepson, and he's helping me right now. So, you know, I'm trying to get him to the point where I get the business to a point where it runs itself and he'll be able to. So, that's where I'm at now.
Yeah. It's important to have help. And, you know, you can show him the ropes. You know what I mean? My dad used to take me to work with him sometimes or, like, on random jobs on the weekend. And that's what made me decide that I didn't want to use my body. I said, I'm going to use my brain. This is way too much, you know. And so that's good. You could teach him some valuable life lessons. If he likes it, then he's got the skills to be able to go that route and fix anything as a handyman. But if not, then it might motivate him to use his brain, do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, man, nice talking to you, man. And I'm going to go ahead and look at all this information. And
okay.
Then, I'll look for a phone call from you tomorrow.
Nope, Friday. Friday, 5 o'clock. But if you do want to talk tomorrow, if you have any questions, just feel free to call me. My direct number and extension's in there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Kevin. You have a great day.
All right, bye.